Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T, and today we are just going to dive probably toward the end. We're going to dive to the end of my bodybuilding competition. I have my producer, Alex, here. A lot of you know Alex, but if you don't, she's our producer, and she's been working with Sean T for a very long time, probably since the amount of time that Scott and I have been together. But we're going to dig deep into the experience, and I really like when people ask me questions about my experience because it sparks something more than just what's in my brain. So I know you will find some power to continue to dig deeper in your life through my answers. So sit back and get ready to trust and believe.
Somebody say, hell yeah!
No. What's up?
Better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
All right, we're back, and here's the illest, what I like to say. Alex is here. She's going to start. I'm just going to say jump right in.
So, Sean, congratulations on your recent physique bodybuilding competition and all of your wins. You medaled 8 times. That is absolutely incredible.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very, very happy about that.
In case anybody missed it, do you want to tell us exactly what you medaled in?
Yes. So I medaled in men's classic physique. So for those of you who don't know what that is, men's classic physique is pretty much Arnold Schwarzenegger, like that look. Back in the day, that was like considered bodybuilding, but he had the ultimate classic physique. So, and that's when you can wear the briefs that look like Speedos. And that's one of the reasons why I absolutely wanted to do that division. But the other reason I wanted to do it, that division, is because that division is, well, everything about bodybuilding is about aesthetics, but that is almost like the slightly bigger athletic build that's really proportionate. Upper body and lower body combined, but not overly big, like super, not overly muscular. I don't want to say overly, but not super muscular like the bodybuilders were. And it's not just men's physique that focuses on the upper body, even though I did that as well. So I placed first in men's over 45. I was the only one there, so I won that. But I placed first in men over 35. I placed first in classic physique novice C. So that's everyone who's like 5'11 to 6 feet. Side note, I've been 72 and a half inches my entire life. Not my entire life, but my entire adult life over 6 feet. And I measured in at 5'11 and a half and I was over it. And I was like, how is this even possible? And they were like, you have no idea, because I'm 3% body fat. So they were like, you have no idea when your body fat gets that low, you lose so much fat on the bottom of your feet too, that it shrinks you. I was like, oh my gosh, that was crazy. So I measured it at 5'11 and a half, but that's why I'm in class C, because I was always class D, which was 6 feet and over. But I kind of like being in class C at the moment because I don't have to weigh as much to my max, which is a long story. But anyway, Then I got first place in men's physique over 45. There were multiple guys over 45 in that one. Men's physique over 35, first place, which was kind of cool because there was a guy there who was 44. And like, we were going back and forth in the morning. It was like, who's going to win? And we had a long conversation backstage. It was great, but I won. But he's so cool. He was actually like so cool. I was like, this guy could beat me because he had a great physique. Then I got classic physique open C. So this is not novice. Classic physique open C is everyone. It's everyone from, I guess, 18 years old to however old, and anybody can compete in that. And the cool thing about that is the division that you have to place in the top two to get to nationals, the national championships, like to qualify to get your pro card. And so while I really wanted first place, I just thought it was so cool that I was competing against younger guys and I got second place. It was just like such a great thing. I was like, oh my gosh, I was so happy. Because my whole goal for this was to do the best that I can do, but I really wanted to make it to nationals. That was because it just gives you that motivation and fuel to like grow and get bigger, which we'll talk about later. Then I got second in classic physique, true novice. So the same guy beat me in those two classes. He was a 22-year-old. And when I told him I was 45 at the end of the day, because we're back there, you know, we're talking, we're having a good time. You kind of get to know people. People are using your bands. And at the end, he and his coach were walking by. I asked him, I was like, how old are you? He's like, 22. I was like, wow. And he was like, how old are you? I was like, 45. And they were like, what? I'm like, yeah, bitch, you beat me though. And then I got third place in men's physique open D. So men's physique open D is anyone over 5'11". So here's the thing about that. I like classic physique a lot, but once I started like growing, I was like, oh, I like this men's physique thing with the board shorts. And I missed going to nationals by one place. And I think these two guys that were there, they had already like had such muscle development and they were bigger. They were just bigger than me with like great lats. So I kind of knew I was getting third place. My posing coach really wanted me to go to the national championships in 2 weeks. But I don't want to do that because I really want to work hard. I really want to get bigger, put on more like lean muscle, and I want my quads to get bigger and everything. So I said, I'll wait. I'm going to give myself 10 months to grow. And we'll see what happens.
And we'll see. And then back to Jersey.
Yes, it's going to be in Jersey. Oh my gosh, it's going to be packed there.
So it's been only a few days since the event. Like, what are your initial thoughts, emotions? Like, now after like the competition's finally wrapped up.
I'll tell you, it was the best thing I've ever done for myself. Ever. To the point where doing this is literally a snowball of everything I love. It's fitness, but like intense fitness. I have the ability to get coached by three people. Like it's like I have a trainer she's just amazing. You guys have hopefully listened to her episode here with Kristen Bennett. I have a coach who like does my nutrition and also trains me and like makes sure I'm aesthetically fine. And I'm like being guided by him. And then I have a posing coach who is literally the best in the business. And so I'm able to get coached. I'm able to train really, really hard. Like I don't like easy training. I don't like just working out, be like, oh, I'm going to go work out today. Like I need to feel a burn. So that's why I love it. I'm very competitive. So there's that aspect. And I love being on stage. Like I love it. I remember times during this process where I would get a little bit overwhelmed, or I would be on a fucking Stairmaster for 35 minutes. That is a nightmare with minimal energy. And I used to like literally just be like on a Stairmaster, like just get to the stage. And I just remember on Saturday when they called my name to come out, and I'm like, as soon as I felt the lights, I was like, oh, I'm like, it's a wrap for everybody here, at least in my head, like, you know. And I get to perform, and then there's also movement, like the posing. The majority of the posing is not necessarily dancing, but like you can really come up with a flow that makes it feel like really good in your body. And then I get to actually do an individual performance for Posing, which I made like somewhat dancey and like flowy, which I love. And then, you know, last but not least, I love winning medals. So I mean, the reason why I know I love the winning medals is because when I was younger and I ran track, I mean, I won a lot of medals. And I remember I would have this towel, and every time I had a towel, like, I guess, tacked to my wall, nailed to my wall. And every time I would win a medal, medals at track events, I would just come home. And I'm just like, oh, I just love that feeling of, like, track and field in this is very synonymous with you have to do it on your own. Like, nobody can score for you. You know, you really have to do it on your own. So that was just great. So now, I mean, I'm kind of just still on the high of that. And I trained even harder today with, like, more determination. The burn wasn't so bad because I know what I want. So, yeah, I just feel really good.
Amazing. So, I mean, you know all these things about yourself, and like it kind of accentuated the things that you already know, that you love being on stage and you're a performer and you love winning. But what did you learn about yourself like through the journey so far, that like both physically and mentally as you prepared yourself for the competition, like some new things you learned?
Oh my gosh. So things that I've learned. So you know how like you are yourself, you are in your body, and people will tell you things about yourself your entire life. Like people tell me all the time, like, oh my gosh, like you work so hard, or you dig so deep, or you do all these things. And I just kind of throw it away because I'm like, it's me like in my body. So I'm just like, I feel like our brains do what our brains do. So it just feels natural to do it. And it's not that we necessarily need to celebrate those things that people compliment us on, because I'm like, well, that's the only way I know. But what I learned about myself is I was like, oh, like when Scott tells me, like Scott always teased me, he's like, if you say you're going to do something, like you're going to do it. And I would say things to Scott throughout the process, like, yo, you have no idea. Like, I'm going to train so hard. Like, you know, I would say these things and he's like, I know. Like, he's like, you don't know. And it wasn't until shit got really hard and I had a choice to be like, to kind of like back down or to push forward and push forward harder, than I was like, oh, this is what Scott is talking about. Like, this is what he sees. And I had to hit a place of like extreme, I don't want to say stress. It was just like extremely tough. And it's really like kind of like that fight or flight. It's like you're either going to go extremely hard in this and commit, or you're going to phone it in and just do the bare minimum. And I was like, there's no way I like to do the bare minimum. Like, I like to push as far as I can go. And if it's not going to work, that's cool. But I like to like exhaust. I'd like to exhaust myself. So I finally understand with Scott. When he always said that, he was like, you did that with tennis. Like, you said you're going to hit with pros one day. And I said, no, you're not. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're at these tournaments and you're hitting with pros. It was just like, okay, like, yeah, because I love practicing, you know, playing tennis. But this was really hard. So I was able to be like, oh, it helped me learn a new level of commitment. The other thing that was really cool is I just didn't realize I would be so passionate about this thing as a whole. Because I was just really inspired by Kristen at my physical therapy place. I'm like, damn, her body is amazing. Like, she has great stature. She has great muscle tone. And not even that she was ripped. Like, she could just tell she ate well. She did all these things to keep herself really healthy. And I was like, I want that. So when I started training and she started making my diet and stuff, I was like, okay, this is cool. But then going through this prep process was like, oh, this is like... And then everything, I was just like, wow, like I found a new love and a new passion. And I had so many people come up to me at the gym when I went back to the gym today, and they were like, it's like you were born to do this. I'm like, absolutely. So it was like really cool because I love it. I'm like in it. And the stage is fun, but the training to get there and the prep to get there is such a challenging thing that the stage is actually the reward, and I just love it.
So, I mean, like you spoke about, you looked at Kristen, and Kristen was a huge, you know, inspiration for you. And achieving, like, competitive physique that requires a ton of dedication and sacrifice. What were some personal sacrifices that you felt like you had to make in preparation for this? And how did you stay motivated throughout it despite all the sacrifices?
Oh, my God, that's a great question. So some sacrifices that I had to make was, while I'm in, like, prep and training, my coach makes me have a cheat day. Like, I call it a treat day. But Sundays, like, you have to have a burger and fries. Like, they make you, like, shock your system into having these things. But Scott and I would be like, hey, Scott, like, can you make me a drink? You know, and we would, like, have our drink. And on a Sunday, the kids would be playing. And we would just kind of be built a sports bar in our house for that reason. You know what I mean? And if my husband, Scott. So, of course, we're going to have a sports bar in our house. And just that alone, not being able to do that. It sounds crazy, but that's like time that's like one of our times together, and not to be able to do that was just like really tough. Cause then I started to feel like I was neglecting him, but he constantly was like, no, you're doing great. You're doing great. He's like, I'm really surprised that you're doing great. And then there were like so many times where I just needed to sleep and I wanted to be by myself. And I was just like, I can't, but then I'm battling that with like trying to spend time with the kids. And so in my head, I just thought I was like neglecting my family a lot. But Scott said I did a really good job, but it just doesn't feel, you don't have the same energy to do it. So it's very forceful. The other thing is like intimacy with Scott. And Kristen told me, she was like, and a couple other people who did this, they were like, 3-4 weeks out, you are not, your libido is not going to be there. And I was just like, so I had to be like extremely intentional in how we had intimacy. At some point, I just kind of had to stop hanging out with my friends. I just like, and that's a big sacrifice. Like, I just couldn't hang out with people because I couldn't eat what they were eating. I had to eat every 2.5 hours. You know, again, Scott and my date nights or anytime like brunches and like just going to have like pancakes, like all these things that you do socially, you just can't do it. It seems like most of the stuff that I sacrificed was time with people, which is like really tough. Even when I would travel, because I would have to travel for work. I would have to travel to, we had to travel to France. I had to travel to actually go posing and do stuff. And I couldn't do the things that I would normally do in these cities because I'm like, I can't go to that restaurant. I have to eat. I can't eat that. And I'm tired. So yeah, the sacrifice was very much just time with people, and it was tough. But, you know, having done it, and now that I know I'm going to do it again, I could, like, really try to preface this with all my people and be like, just so you know. And, like, week 17 was 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12 was pretty good because my calories was at, like, 3,900 calories, then it went to 34, then it went to 31, then it went to 29, then it went to 27, and then it went to, and then once the calories start getting low, you're just like, I just don't even want to be around you because I can't go to a restaurant, you know, like I can't enjoy that. So
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You had a lot of training and people around you that have done this before. And of course, there were obstacles in your way, like not hanging out with people and like not having drinks with Scott. But were there any like unexpected obstacles that you had to overcome in like the final days before the competition or leading up to it?
Great question. I mean, we did that episode where I had my breakdown. I think that was like the biggest obstacle. It was going from... This is so crazy. It was going from 2,400 calories to like 2,100 calories. Alex, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was, it, like literally took me out, because you get to a point where you wake up and you only have enough energy to get you through your workout. Everything after that for the rest of the day is just like, it's just like energy. So that was like my biggest obstacle. Outside of that, you know, it wasn't anything extremely terrible. I think another obstacle was really staying on top. And I owe a lot of this to Kristen. Staying on top of judging my body. Because Kristen was like, Sean, she said this right when I told her I wanted to compete. And she was like, not against me competing, but she was just like, okay, before we go down this road, you have to really understand that it can really fuck with your mind mentally, like seeing your body. She was like, you are going to get to show day. And she was like, you're going to be more ripped than you've ever been in your life. And you have to literally know that your body cannot stay like that. She was like, it's not going to stay like that. And she was like, I'm going to be really worried about you mentally. So what I did was, as I was going throughout the process, I would constantly say to her, I would be like, this is how I feel, this is how I feel. And I know that my body at 10 weeks out was like, I was like, this is the body that I feel really good at. The calories were like at 3,000 calories or so. It was like in the pocket, like it was just enough. And so now, even though, I mean, I'm probably 3.5-4% body fat now, like I know that 7% body fat is doable, and I chose a look that I could do without trying to, like, right now I'm veiny and like it's just wild. So I did the work and loving my body along the journey, so that I knew when I got here, I'm like, this is not sustainable. Like, I had to tell myself that when I started. Like, I'm like, it's just not sustainable. You're like, you shouldn't do this anyway. I'm like, I didn't have fucking energy. But what that did was, and what I'm really excited about, and Scott and I actually had a conversation about this in the car, because my coach said, in the off season, you have to get to 235 pounds. And I was like, oh, like, if you would have told me that like 7-8 years ago, oh my gosh, like I would have been, like, I would have, like, such anxiety. I would already be thinking that I'm overweight. Like, I would just be having this really bad thing. And now I'm like, I'm so fucking excited to get to 235 pounds. Because I'm going to do it in the healthiest way possible. Like, I'm not going to be eating, like, I have a cheat days. But, like, my meals are vegetables, rice, and mostly lean protein until, like, they start adding in the steak. So, you know, and it's part of the process. And I love the process. And so, but, you know, I've never been over 228 pounds. So it's going to be pretty interesting. I just hope that I keep these rounded.
You know, I mean, can we see those again? Unbelievable. It's like I'm right back at the show. That was actually perfect, because I was going to ask you about body image and like self-perception. And I'm sure like it has to mess with you going through it, going like through the ups and downs and getting big and getting lean. You know, out of the story that you just told, like what would be the most important piece of advice that you'd give to somebody that's like struggling with those kind of issues about themselves?
Well, first I'll say and kind of reiterate, the cool thing about the competition situation is you're doing it on purpose. So you're literally in control of the fact that you're gaining weight and you're losing weight, which frees your mind. And you also have a coach telling you, you need to do this. But in addition to that, you're also working out really, really hard. So it's not like you're doing this, like I'm still doing cardio, I'm still working out really hard. I'm just eating a lot to get there. I'm doing that on purpose. Now, for someone who is in a situation where they're not doing a physique competition and they're judging their body or whatever, well, it's two things. And one of the things I say all the time, most people are trying to get their body to be show ready. And I think that's like the biggest mistake in the health and fitness industry. Everybody wants to go on vacation and have the show-ready body, when I know that the show body is not sustainable. My sustainable body is 10 weeks away. And that's why when someone's like, I need to lose 100 pounds, oftentimes that 100 pounds is the weight they were in high school. That's just a round number, or 30 pounds. And I'm like, at my leanest, I think I was like 197 when I weighed in. But like, I was 178 pounds in high school. So like, do you really need to lose 100 pounds? Or do you need to lose a solid 85 and like have really good quality of life? And so when you do that, because I think oftentimes when people make a goal weight, the goal is in control, right? And then you lose control because the number's in control, or like the dress is in control, or the bathing suit is in control. Instead of being like, what's going to make me feel comfortable and make me feel good? Okay. Like, maybe it's 75 pounds, or maybe it's 10 pounds. And this is what I want to look like. This is how I want to feel. These are the things I want to eat. This is the quality of life I want to have. And so same as when I'm going through that process, when you gain control of your journey and not let the number on the scale or the look comparing yourself to other people be in control of that, you're in a much healthier headspace. Listen, take it from me. There's no way. Like, I already gained. I still have to do my check-ins with my coach because I'm about to film a workout and he wants to make sure I'm a certain look for my workout, for my filming. But like, you know, I weighed in at 197. I'm already 201 pounds. Like, I'm already 4 pounds more and I feel freaking great. So take control of where it is that you want to be. And don't let that final number be the one thing that's going to decide whether you're happy or sad, you know? And don't let a look do that either. Like, you can lose weight and be just good. You're like, I lost weight. I feel sexy. I feel good. There is that. The other thing, last I'll say is, and I know I'm not the only one that's guilty of this. You take a picture of yourself today. You're like, oh my gosh. And then like 6 months later, you look back at that picture and you're like, I look damn good. Like, why was I beating myself up over that picture? If you are working hard and working toward where it is that you want to feel great, the picture today is wonderful. And I'll tell you this, which is like so crazy. The day of my show, I actually went back to right after I started working out with Kristen. And like, all of my posts were just like so happy at me making progress. Every single one. I look nothing like I do right now. But I was like, wow, I was really happy in that body. Had I not written that stuff and like been present during the journey, I would look back at those pictures and be like, oh my gosh, like I was like, you know, 215 or whatever. I don't look at that. I'm like, yes, I loved it. I was like loving my body along the way. So, you know, the way you look today is absolutely great because it is a thing you have to work with to get to where it is that you want to be, where you want to be, not where the goal or the dress or the bathing suit thinks that you should be.
It definitely felt like you had done this before, and it's the craziest thing because you got up there and you were like, and for me anyway, watching, and I think everybody else can agree, you know, it was like incredibly natural, which I know you're like a born performer, you've been doing this forever, but this is definitely a different realm, right? It's a new thing that you're doing on stage. So I don't know, were there any like specific moments like during this stage presence that like really stuck out to you, like, or you found really rewarding?
The most rewarding thing, so two things happened before I went on stage, because everything has to happen before I go on stage, because once I come out there, it's a wrap. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not thinking, I'm just like living. Mm-hmm. Two things happen. One, so backstage, they have like tape on the floor and they have like lines. You like all the women and men line up when they're about to go out. So it was like four rows. So once you lined up in row four, you had still about like 15, sometimes 20 minutes before you had to go out. So that's when you start getting nervous. You're like, oh my gosh, like what the fuck, you know? So I'm like warming up and I'm running over to my coach and he's like giving me rice cakes, like all this. He's like, here's some rice cake and here's agave, pump yourself up, you know, because that sugar's pumping you up, mm-hmm. and carbs. But then I remember getting down doing push-ups, and I started getting, like, super nervous. I'm like, I said to myself, like, Sean, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you are 45 years old. You just want to jump into this. Like, what are you doing? And then I went back to what my coach said. He was like, if you get overly nervous and you start questioning yourself, you're not going to enjoy the journey. He's like, you're not going to enjoy it. So, like, it doesn't matter. And he's so wonderful. He's like, I don't care how you do today. Like, you showed up, and that's what we're going to do. So I just like, literally, like, conquered my mind, what I have my tattoo. And I was like, okay, forget about that. And it's like my father-in-law talks about. One thing he says is train your brain. And the other one he says, avoid emotion commotion. And I was just like, I need to use all of these tactics. And I just, like, threw that out of my brain. And I started doing, I'm like, you've been doing push-ups your whole life. Like, just do the fucking push-ups and focus on, like, pumping yourself up. Then I get to the top of the stairs. Like, I'm like, it's two people before I go out. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I had this, like, sense of, I'm really, really excited, but I'm really fucking nervous, and I don't know what to do. And you want to know who I thought of?
Who?
I said, what would Aisha Francis do in this moment?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. The confidence queen.
Confidence queen. I said, what would my friend Aisha Francis do? And she'd be like, fuck these bitches. Like, this is exactly where, if you know Aisha, sorry, but she would be like, fuck these hoes. Like, go out there, bitch, like, and slay the game.
Yep.
And she went through my head, and I was just like, I remember the other guy started walking out. So this was my favorite part about being on stage, what I'm about to tell you. The other guy started walking out, and I was like, okay. And so, you know, I'm very musical. Like, I've taught dance workouts, and, you know, obviously I was a dancer. And so I'm listening to the music, and I'm like, okay, I'm listening to the music. And I hear them say, like, he had to go. And I'm like, yes. Like, I hear the music, and I'm like, literally timing my walk out so that I can hit it on exactly where I need to hit it. But, and then the music took over. And I walked out, and that's like, I remember everything I did on stage, but that was just like the most, it was like the liberating moment. The picture where I'm doing the abs and thighs where my heel is out and I was in my briefs. Mm-hmm. I was like, and I was just like so happy. Like, I was like, this is it. Like, you're here. And I know that once I'm on stage once, it's a wrap after that. Like, mm-hmm. Then I'm ready to, I'm like, can I go back out like now?
Yep. And then you also like tied in dance, like you said, into your routine, which I was like wondering what, since I saw so many people come up and the routines, I was just like, what is he gonna do? You know, I wasn't 100% sure how you could incorporate something different, and you made it totally your own. How'd you do that?
Well, I said to myself, so you know Jack, and so for people who don't know, Jack has like done music on almost every single one of my workouts. And he does all my live event mixes. So if you have any of my insanity mixes for my live events, like Jack does that. He does music for So You Think You Can Dance. He's done music for America's Got Talent, movies, like any show, like probably the Masked Singer, like any musical show out there. He did the music for Magic Mike Live, like Jack has done it. So, you know, the process of going through, like, what song am I going to choose? Because at one point I had, like, more Beyonce upbeat, and then I had this, and I, like, kept going back and forth. And I just said to him, I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to do that. I was like, I don't know if I want to do, like, a more hip-hop or if I want to, like, really do something. And he was like, you know, since it's your first time, he's like, I really think you should do something slower so that these people who are looking at you, you're a celebrity. You don't want to go out there and be like a showman. You want to pay like respect to the sport. And then I love that song, Oceans. Like, I love it so much. And I have like so many different versions that I hear. And I was just like, everyone thinks that hip hop is my favorite style of dance. And it's not. It's modern dance is my favorite style. So I just was like, oh my gosh, I can incorporate this posing with like these big movements and make it happen. And then I can have Jack create like these hits and like crescendo. So if you hear the music, like, it just builds until the very end. And it was just like, and the producer of the event after my performance came up to me backstage and he was like, that posing routine, he was like, that was it. And it's crazy too, because, you know, there, you know, I do have, like, I'm a dancer. Obviously I'm really strong. You know, I have like, I'm very happy with the balance of masculine and feminine energy that I have. It's what makes me me. So there's this one picture where I'm going into a pose, but it's also like this very jazzy dance, like modern-esque. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy that that showed out too, you know? So yeah, that's how I came up with it. And my coach loved it, and my posing coach loved it. I mean, my posing coach is like literally the best in the business. Yeah, it was just, it was wonderful. It was great.
Short answer. Like, now that the competition's behind you, what is your next step, your next goal moving forward? I know you said the competition, but let's let people know like what that's about really quick.
Yeah, so really quick, I am actually going into filming my new workout program for Beachbody. I've developed most of it now, so I'm going to be filming in September. So that's my first focus. As soon as that's done, we start the build phase. People call it bulking, but I'm just going to call it build phase because that's just better for my head. And from October to probably the end of March, I'm going to be in that build phase, like trying to build muscle. And then that's when I'll start my prep, probably early April, because I don't know how many weeks he's going to put me in prep, but it'll be very interesting.
And, you know, bodybuilding journeys like the one that you're on can inspire, you know, people to set out and pursue their own ambitions and goals. So what message do you hope to kind of convey to our listeners or any individuals who are maybe considering, maybe it's this path, but maybe another, and they're hesitant to take the first step?
You know, one of the things that has happened after people saw me go through this journey, I didn't realize how many people were watching and waiting. I've gotten so many DMs from people. And ironically, because I have a huge female fan base, but ironically, a ton of men that are like, you inspire me so much. Like, I always thought you were very fit, but the fact that you committed to that, you were vulnerable, like you were able to change your body. Like, they're like, if you can do it and you can show us that, then I can do it too. And for me, when you're a professional or when you're an expert at something, people oftentimes put you on a pedestal and then you become less real. It's like, I think a lot of people, you know, I'll take somebody like Oprah or Beyonce, right? Like, people look at them and like this boom, or like celebrities, but then not Oprah or Beyonce, but like when they see a celebrity in the tabloids, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe that such and such acted like that. And I'm like, they're human. Like, you guys forget that celebrities are actual humans. So I think it just made me more, it made me validate my entire career for people to see me in my mid-40s, this late in the game, not only going through shoulder surgery, overcoming that, but also making a huge transition and being vulnerable and you know, transparent along the way. And I think that it's going to be layered, like people are inspired, but I think people know that they can be committed. And when I tell people that if you commit, can commit, you can change your body, I think people will, even more people will listen now. And it's not just like this fit person is saying that.
Okay. Well, Sean, thank you so much. This is your show, but thank you for answering. Thank you for answering my questions about your competition. I'm sure that everybody's going to be delighted to hear more of the story.
Yes, I love questions. So thank you very much.
Of course. Of course.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that.
Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.